U.S. geological scientists are installing equipment along the shores of Lake Ontario. And as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the goal is to better monitor water levels and understand the impact from this year's flooding.
With Lake Ontario 30 inches above normal, U.S. geological scientists say New York State officials have not dealt with levels like this in a generation. So they're trying to equip leaders with the latest technology to improve their tracking and response efforts. At the U.S. Coast Guard Station in Sotus Point, scientists are assembling one of the 14 water elevation sensors that will be placed along a 150-mile stretch of Lake Ontario shoreline. Bill Kuhn with USGS says these devices will record water levels every 6 minutes.
And then that data will be online and available to the public and emergency responders and whomever so they can monitor for themselves what the lake is doing, you know, at the various points around the eastern and southern shores.
Kuhn says these devices will also help scientists and officials understand in real time how the outflows of water to the St. Lawrence River impact levels in Lake Ontario. That data could be used to improve the so-called draining of Lake Ontario during similar conditions in the future. USGS scientists are also sending drones along the shoreline to discover the scope of coastal erosion damage. The fieldwork from USGS is being paid for by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In Sotus Point, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.